hungry some. I ate some berries, but there was nothing else.
"We'll feed you soon enough," Ned promised. He rose to face the king. "What is the meaning of this?" His eyes swept the room, searching for friendly faces. But for his own men they were few enough. Sir Raymond Darry guarded his look well. Lord Renly wore a half-smile that might mean anything, and Earl Sir Barristan was grave. The rest were Lannister men, and hostile. Their only good fortune was that both Jaime Lannister and Sandor Clegane were missing, leading searches north of the Trident. "Why was I not told that my daughter had been found?" Ned demanded, his voice ringing. "Why was she not brought to me at once?"
He spoke to Robert, but it was Cersei Lannister who answered.
"How dare you speak to your king in that manner?" At that the king stood. "Quiet, woman," he snapped. He straightened in his seat. "I'm sorry, Ned. I never meant to frighten a girl. It seemed best to bring her here and get the business done with quickly."
"And what business is that?" Ned put ice in his voice.
The queen stepped forward. "You know full well, Stark, this girl of yours attacked my son. Her and her butcher's boy. That animal of hers tried to tear his arm off."
"That's not true," Arya said loudly. "She just bit him a little. He was hurting Micah."
"Joff told us what happened," the queen says. "You and the butcher's boy beat him with clubs while you set your wolf on him."
"That's not how it was," Arya said, close to tears.
Ned put a hand on her shoulder.